You're listening to SBS News.
Around 60% of Australians have low health literacy, which means they don't properly understand the information given to them by a doctor or health professional. Health literacy rates are even lower in those born in non-English speaking countries, with three quarters of people who have come to Australia from a non-English speaking country having trouble understanding health information. Health literacy expert Dana Melwood says moving to a new country and learning a new language is difficult enough, and learning about a new health system can add more confusion.
And really, some of these communities struggle with literacy, numeracy in their own cultural groups and languages. So health literacy layered on top of that adds an extra complexity.
Having lower health literacy can also increase the risk of other issues, like mismanaging medications and increased admissions to hospital. New South Wales Multicultural Health Communications Service Director Lisa Woodland says they're focusing on new and emerging communities, those who've just arrived in Australia, or a smaller in number and not as established as other migrant groups.
They're often the group that has one of the highest health needs. They're often people that have come to Australia recently. Some of them may not have actually accessed the healthcare system as yet. And so it's really important for us to deliver timely information to them.
Health worker Abula Agwa says for new arrivals, finding out about health services in their community can make a huge difference.
You know, we take it for granted here in Australia. But for people who don't have knowledge and understanding about Australian health system, is something very powerful and very important to them.
Mr. Agwa runs a health support group at the Mount Druitt Ethnic Communities Association in Sydney's West. He says people come to ask questions and talk about everything, from going to the doctor for a checkup and how to find a specialist, to navigating Medicare and stress management.
To see people making difference in their lives, to see people having better understanding about Australian health system, to see people also talking about their health issues and asking for help at the same time, to see people being supported together and socialize is the greatest thing that I've seen as one of the success of this program so far. And everyone is happy.
John Wall attends the group once a week and says he's learned a lot of valuable information, but the group has given him much more.
It helped me a lot. A lot. Not today, every day. I like to come to meet my friend. I came here to learn a lot. Different culture, different country. I learn a lot.
This week also marks the launch of a new video and health fact sheet in 20 different languages. Lisa Woodland says these new resources focus on the newer, less established communities.
Because often when translated information is done, it's done in the big community languages. And there's a lot of information for those people. But for those small groups, those new and emerging communities, we don't have a lot of translated information. And we don't have a lot of information about very introductory information about accessing the Australian healthcare system.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.